From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Emily Rooney. Okay, so have you ever taken a seasonal part-time job or maybe even a full-time one? Well, apparently holiday hiring hasn't been this good since 2007. That's 5 years. Haven't had this kind of a boon in seasonal hiring. And retailers like Walmart, Macy's, Target are poised to hire as many as 700,000 seasonal workers this year. So this is an important economic force, and I know some of you are working seasonal jobs, and we want to hear from you. Where have you found work? What are you doing? Are you taking the job to pay for the holiday gifts? Call us at 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. Maybe you're working at a department store, maybe one of those big places like Valenti Farms where they're selling Christmas trees and wreaths and all that. Also joining us on the phone now is Caroline Daniels, a lecturer at Babson, who studies market trends. Welcome, Caroline.
Hello, Emily.
How are you?
Just great.
So why is it this year there are more seasonal jobs, there's more hiring than there has been in 5 years?
Well, that's a great question because the economy is actually improving. But at the same time, when polled, most people are pessimistic about the fiscal cliff. So I don't know if it's spending before the fall or most people really think that that the legislators will do their jobs and enact some policy.
Well, I don't know if anybody's really thinking about the fiscal cliff while they're out there shopping. Do you?
Not anymore. I think people have, it's been so long, this, this recession, that I think people have really found their feet in terms of where we are and decided to go ahead with shopping.
All right, so I have this rather cynical view of seasonal shopping and why it's up this year, and that is that more and more stores, more and more everybody is hiring part-time workers so they don't have to pay the benefits. I mean, we see that everywhere. They're just under a certain number of hours a week, and everybody's doing it. I mean,
everybody. If you look at Target, for instance, they have 365,000 employees. They will hire seasonally 80,000. Macy's, similarly, 175,000 normally. They will hire 80,000. So it's quite a large percentage.
Yeah, and then all of these people get laid off when it's over?
Actually, they do tend to keep, Target, for instance, keeps about a third. So if people are looking for a job, this is a good time.
Hmm. We're talking to Caroline Daniels from Babson, who's studying market trends, and we're taking your calls today, 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. Talking about seasonal jobs. Mostly, a lot of them are in, you know, the big, big department stores or Walmart, Macy's, Target, and those kinds of things, but a lot of them are others. I mean, like, the whole Christmas, decoration seasonal thing is like, you walk into some of those stores, you know, like I mentioned, Valenti's Farms.
Yeah.
And the trees and you're lucky if you get out of there for under $300. You know, you go in there just to buy a tree, and before you know, you're like, what? So that's quite a business, too.
Yes, and it's a lot of the ancillary industries as well, distribution, warehousing, even information services or web development. It all surges around the season.
So you bring up an interesting point about the web. I mean, with so much more retail going on over the web, again, I'm surprised, I guess, that there's, you know, so much brick and mortar kind of hiring going on.
Well, what happens during the seasons is that there's a lot of recreational shopping. People have more time to spend in the shops. And as you mentioned, a lot of the shopping areas, Legacy Place or Volante Farms, all of them are really outdoing themselves in terms of competing with their decorations and with special events. Maybe they'll have an author at a bookshop, or they'll have designers appearing at different places.
All right, so we're taking your calls today. And hey, Dave, we were just about to go to you when we cut you off. So call us back. We're at 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. What are some of the other businesses that are really big into the seasonal hiring?
Well, actually, lots of different. If we're talking about the Christmas season, the retail trade, healthcare? Healthcare, too.
Really?
Hospitals see a rise in activity around the holiday season. And also wholesale trade has been going up. And then, of course, there's leisure and hospitality.
Yeah, I was going to say food service, catering.
Yep.
That's got to be just huge this time of year.
It's huge. And then you look at the non-store retailers, electronic shopping, mail order houses, vending machine operators, all of those see a rise.
And what are some of the others?
Let's see. Furniture, electronics, health and personal care, clothing, sporting goods, hobbies, books, music, general merchandise.
Yeah. All right, we're taking your calls today, 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. I always feel bad for the ski people this time of year. And I know they're making snow, they're doing what they can, but that's a real season. That's a totally seasonal recreation. And, you know, they don't hire the people when people aren't using the facilities.
No, but they do tend to keep a lot of people on the line, and a lot of people do understand that if things fluctuate, they will be hired. I know, for instance, talking about a different season, Nantucket goes from a population of, say, 7,000 in the winter to 70,000 for about 10 weeks. So they line people up. First, they take the seasonal workers, and then they line people up provisionally.
All right. If you've ever had a seasonal job, give us a call, 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. How does the Christmas season compare, for instance, to seasonal summer jobs? It's shorter, I know that, but is it more intense, or is it?
It's more intense. Exactly right. And it's for a shorter period. So, but most of the people that do the hiring end up hiring in October, and as we mentioned before, the provisional employees come on in November and December. But the employers still want to do security checks. They still want to do background checks. They want to find out as much about you.
So my theory here that, you know, they're going to get these seasonal people and then keep them just under the minimum number of hours a week. And I mean, isn't that kind of where we're headed with all kinds of companies? It's all about the healthcare benefits, which is why that's going to have to change, you know, how we pay healthcare benefits. It can't be based on the number of hours you work.
Something has to change because the part-time workers, of course, and it is changing slowly. But as I said, a lot of the employers are keeping the employees on. And typically, retail, for instance, has a high turnover rate anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you have a particular...
That's because they pay $8 an hour.
Exactly. And if you... I know. If you have a retailer that you prefer, having a part-time job over the season, you get all the discount rates.
That's true.
So if you work at, say, TJ Maxx in Framingham, you can go to TJ Maxx in Dedham and do your own shopping. So, and those are quite substantial.
That's true, because it can be as much as a 30% discount.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
All right, we're talking about seasonal jobs, 877-301-8970, and we've got Michael from Methuen. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, this is my second peak season at UPS last year.
Oh, UPS.
Last year I was a driver's helper, which is only seasonal.
Yeah.
This year I'm actually working in the distribution hub in Chelmsford.
Uh-huh.
And
is that kind of fun?
What's that?
Is it sort of fun?
It's pretty challenging. It takes you about a month it's a little more than a month because it's actually 30 days of training to actually get up to speed to be able to handle the packages and recover the next day from all the exercise.
I was going to say, and then you have all those things that are marked fragile, and of course half of them aren't, but they just put the sticker on anyway, and you got to be...
Amazon puts heavy stickers on boxes that weigh more than 12 pounds, and the UPS definition of heavy is 70 pounds.
So. Oh, well, what good does that do to put something on that's marked heavy?
I think it's for UPS, it's a big yellow sticker, so you know exactly that, and you can see how heavy it's going to be, so you know what you're lifting. I think they probably do the same thing. Typical Amazon box is probably like 6 pounds.
So does UPS pay well?
UPS, it depends on where you are. Everyone at UPS starts off handling cardboard.
Uh-huh.
There's pretty much no other way into the company.
Cardboard.
Brown, all those packages. They keep on a certain number, and basically if you do a good job, you're more likely to get hired back.
So do you have another job other than this?
Currently between jobs again.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you know, at least you've got something going.
Right. And UPS, unlike most companies, pays full-time benefits for, and the bar is pretty low. It's 200-something hours per quarter.
Oh, that's not too bad, yeah.
It takes about four or five weeks.
Yeah.
It takes 4 or 5 months because you join the union, you have to pay initiation fee, mm-hmm. back union dues, and then you become eligible for the Teamsters Union Health Plan, which is actually quite good. And like I say, it's part-time work, full-time benefits.
All right. Well, good for you, Michael. I hope you get a full-time job if you want it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people in where I'm working that have been working there part-time for between 10 and 20-something years.
I was going to say, exactly. I'm sure that's true. That goes to my theory about part-time. All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. I really appreciate that. That's interesting. So we're talking to Carolyn Daniels from Babson College, who studies market trends. And we're taking your calls at 877-301-8970. We've got Brent from Dartmouth. Go ahead, Brent.
Hello. Thanks for having my call. I actually, that was my competitor on the line.
Yeah,
then.
That's funny.
I'm doing seasonal FedEx work, which is basically from Thanksgiving to Christmas. They hire pretty double drivers compared to what they usually do.
And do you have a similar experience that Michael had in terms of, you know, how you get in and the workload? And
yeah, it's real busy. It's pretty similar. We don't get an hourly rate. We get paid by the package.
Okay.
It's different, you know.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol. Ask him about that. How does that work?
So basically, buy the package, you get $1.30. It comes to about $1 once taxes are taken out, take home. And so it makes you hustle, you know.
Yeah.
As best as you can do, you're going to get paid faster, basically.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how much training did you get?
I trained for 2 days with somebody else driving and 2 days while I was driving. And then I was on my own.
So you drive and deliver.
Right. Home delivery.
You're a one-man band. There's nobody else on the truck.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Brent.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
That's interesting, Carolyn. I didn't even think about delivery, UPS, FedEx, two of the calls that we took today are the same thing.
Absolutely. Distribution is feeding all of the online shops as well. It's pretty amazing if you order something from Amazon or one of the online retailers, they're all competing in terms of delivery times.
Yeah, and I know Amazon is now going for this same-day delivery thing.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I want to know if there's any Santa Clauses out there, anybody who's doing part-time work as Santa. I mean, that's a big seasonal part-time job, isn't it?
It is, and there seem to be more Santas every year.
That's kind of annoying. You got to wonder what the kids think. It's like, really? You know, how can there be this many Santas? You know, what do the parents tell them?
I think they're probably focused on their list.
They're not noticing whether it's real or fake.
That's it. It's results for children.
Do we have more Santas this part of the country, do you think, because of the Northeast and it's more wintry, or are they everywhere?
You know, I haven't done my Santa research this year. I'll put that on the list.
Yeah, figure that out.
I think there are more elves.
There's more elves?
More elves.
I've never seen an elf. Certainly not as a seasonal worker.
Right.
We're going to be talking to Jake Kennedy, who's the founder of Christmas in the City, in just a few minutes. And I don't know if anybody read Brian McGrory's column today. I don't know if you saw it either, Carolyn, but this is an amazing, amazing effort. You know, talk about part-time work. These people are all doing it, volunteers. You know, they're distributing tens of thousands of gifts to, you know, kids who they're either homeless or their parents have signed up. And that's another incredible workforce, isn't it, out there at this time of year?
It's an incredible workforce. And I think a lot of people get a lot of satisfaction out of being part of that network. I know that Cradles to Crayons is experiencing a surge in volunteers, and it's just wonderful to see that.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people who volunteer are people who are out of work. And it's not like they wouldn't rather be getting paid, but they're using – I mean, I'm assuming anyway that they're making good use of their time. They're giving back to the community even though they probably need work.
Absolutely. I think people like to be constructive and people like to be utilized during the holiday season. It's a way of sharing the holiday season with a lot of other people.
Mm, that's very, very true. You know, did you ever have a seasonal job yourself?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever worked part-time? Did you ever, you know?
No, I haven't, but I did know when I was growing up in Framingham, I remember there was one multimillionaire that lived, you know, on the other side of town, and I remember he donated his time to Shopper's World every year, wrapping presents. And
really?
I always thought that was pretty wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel inadequate this time of year. I mean, it's one thing to write checks to charities, but when I see these people, you know, donating their time and what Jake Kennedy is doing, it's really makes me feel kind of embarrassed. And I don't do more. All right, Carolyn Daniels, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right, we were just talking about seasonal jobs, and I mentioned Jake Kennedy a couple of times during that discussion. He's the founder of Christmas in the City. It's a holiday program for homeless kids. He started with his wife in 1989, and Brian McGrory has been one of his biggest champions every year. And Brian wrote about Jake Kennedy and his charity again in today's Boston Globe. And as you can see by reading it, they still need gifts. They still need help. Welcome, Jake.
How are you doing? Thanks for helping.
I'm doing great. This is an amazing thing. I've never seen it, but just the description that Brian put in the paper today. Just talk a little bit about that. What happens this coming Saturday?
Okay. Yeah, it happens this weekend. We don't want to be super specific because
okay,
we couldn't fit anyone in. No, don't worry. But, you know, it is coming up this weekend, so, like, the pressure's on and all that stuff. Basically, is this. You know, we're 100% volunteers. My wife and I started, and we were worried about our kids getting too much. 165 kids we found in homeless shelters, and we had a good idea. We said, let's not just get them presents. Let's get them a present from their wish list, because we found out these kids, their promises don't come true. They didn't have the belief in the magic of the holidays, and if anything goes wrong the rest of their life, at least they'll have that one day. And strictly through volunteers, 100% volunteers. Volunteers have come out of the woodwork. This year, we're going to have 4,000 kids. We send out 150 buses so they don't have to worry about getting there. We know who's coming. They get a whole day. They walk in on a red carpet. There's falling snow. Volunteers are cheering for them. They walk into this splendidly decorated place that's been being decorated all week. They're just amazed, and they sit down. People descend upon them. They feed them, and then they can walk around every museum, Museum of Science, Children's Museum, Museum of Fine Arts, Aquarium, Zoo New England. They're scattered around. Salon Peony, because Tom Brady's hair shows up. They cut the kids' hair if they want. They have dentists. They have flu shots, whatever they want.
Dentists and flu shots. And these are all clinics that come in?
That they come in. They donate their time and a huge stage with a great opera, you know, a great choir. And if the kids don't like that, the hip-hop breaks out, And then no matter what we do, the kids are waiting for Santa, which is wonderful. So we have to bring him on a cherry picker so there's not bedlam. And he says, I have a surprise. And all of a sudden, a Broadway-type curtain goes up, and another room is unveiled, which is a full amusement park. And their first pony ride, carousels, merry-go-rounds, the duck boats in there, fire engines, horse-drawn carriages, petting zoo, and every, you know, carnival ride. And know what's nice is no matter what we have, no big lines because we have so much, but then there is a line where they want to sit on Santa's lap and get their picture taken, which is so wonderful. So we literally, they don't know this, but we have 20 Santas like a bank. You know, you go behind that door, you go behind that door, because that's the only line that backs up. And then they come in, this way we need help. Then they come back in, they have cake and ice cream, the choir lights it up again, and then hundreds and hundreds of volunteers descend and they bring their presents, which is, you know, hats in one bag. There's hats, mittens, books, stuffed animals, and small presents. And then they get their wrapped present from their wish list. And if literally, that's when you see what you remember. They open it up, and oh my God, you know, there is a Santa. And if one kid changed his mind, Well, the volunteer says, wait a minute, okay, I'll be right back. And they whisk into the back room, and they, you know, we have a full.
Are they wrapped? How do you know what's what?
Well, we that's what we do now. We wrap them Saturday. 1,200 volunteers spend all day. The party Sunday, Saturday. They sorting them. So if you were working like a certain shelter, your kids would sit down, you register them, and you would say, okay, here are all the kids. I know where Jimmy's sitting. I know what his present is. I know where his bag is. And if Jimmy's friend showed up and we didn't even know that, you have plenty of time. You say to a volunteer, get in the back room. We have three kids who weren't on my list. This is what they want. Get their bags ready, too. So there isn't one kid who isn't walking out of there with, that's what I wanted for Christmas, which is great.
We should say people can donate or get involved with this on your website, christmasinthecity.org, to donate cash or gifts. And you're short. You need more gifts, right?
Yeah, we always need more because the demand goes up. The next day, we are taking care of 8,000 to 10,000 kids who aren't in shelters who need presents, and they come by. We have them all registered. We know who's coming. We tell them what time. It's just nonstop, and even that day. So if you call Kennedy Brothers at 617-542-6611, we can give you the names of kids. You can go on the website, you know, and you might have to be a little bit patient. You can donate money on the website. You can get a kid's name, or you can drop off generic toys, and we'll match them at any Kennedy Brothers Physical Therapy or at Lexington Toyota in Lexington or at the Seaport Hotel. The Seaport Hotel, you don't even have to get out of your car. A valet will show up, and he'll gladly take your present and wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, it's wonderful.
All right, so, Jake, we're going to put links to all of your stuff on our website as well, wgbhnews.org. We'll put your phone number up there. We'll put the links to your website. We'll list all your drop-off points. So we'll do our part, whatever we can do to help you out.
Oh, my goodness. This is fantastic. I appreciate it so
much.
You'll
make your goal. We'll make sure of that.
Oh, we're so happy. The support from the community is amazing.
This really is. I said, I always feel so inadequate when I see this kind of, you know, community volunteering going on. But we're going to do our part.
No, thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it so much.
Okay, Jake Kennedy, founder of Christmas in the City. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Emily. Merry Christmas.
You too. Wow, Kelly. Top that.
No,
I know you're going to follow with the Christmas holiday theme, but that's a tough one to follow.
No, that's the spectrum of the Christmas season. It's, you know, you get the wonderful uplift, and then you get a little crassness, and that's where we're going, Emily, because we're going to continue with the holiday theme with a look at shopping. Do you like Christmas shopping?
I actually don't mind it. What's a Cinnabon, though?
Oh, my God. Okay, you're not in the mall then.
No, what's a Cinnabon?
Emily Rooney's asking what a Cinnabon is. It's a really heavily iced cinnamon roll.
Oh.
Come in various varieties.
Oh.
I think you can even get it on a stick now. But anyway, they're in the malls.
All right, I'll find one.
We're going to be looking at the psychology of shopping and how retailers could be exploiting how we're hardwired to shop and spend. I'm Callie Crossley.
And I'm Emily Rooney. This is Boston Public Radio.